Welcome to Dive and Dig, the podcast supported by the Honor Frost Foundation, a charity that promotes maritime archaeology in the Eastern Mediterranean. We have something a bit different for this week's news piece. During the recent International Congress on Underwater Archaeology in Finland, my colleague Lauren was taken on an excursion to the historic city of Tallinn, Estonia's capital. She visited the ongoing excavation of a recently discovered medieval shipwreck found during coastal development, and here she is with me now to tell us more about this remarkable find.
Thanks, Lucy. Yes, I was very fortunate to have been taken to the excavation site of a shipwreck in Tallinn, Estonia. So, although the ship's yet to be fully excavated, initial tree ring dating or dendrochronology has shown that it dates to the early 14th century. And based on its construction, it's been identified as a cog. So cogs were trading vessels, generally with a single mast and a square-rigged sail, and they were used to carry goods mostly across the North Sea and the Baltic. So this particular merchant ship would have been in use as part of the Hanseatic League. That's an organisation which pretty much held the monopoly on medieval maritime trade in the region during this period.
Wow, that's really interesting. But as I understand it, a number of ships have been found as part of this development from the 14th century and beyond. Is that right?
Yeah, so most notably in 2015, another cog was found. So that dates to the same period. And it's now on display in the Maritime Museum. That's a medieval tower called the Fat Margaret, which I was also lucky enough to visit. So whilst I was on the ferry to Tallinn, I spoke with Heikki, who told me a bit more about what we were planning to see that day.
My name is Heikki Häyhä. I'm a lecturer at the University of Applied Sciences in Helsinki. My main topic is conservation, so archaeological conservation, and also we deal with marine archaeological finds. And part of the reason why I'm here is that me and my colleague Eero is, who is also on board, he works for the National Museum. So we have been working with a shipwreck in Tallinn for two years.
Is this the shipwreck that was found by the ferry terminal recently, or is this?
This is the one before that.
So that
shipwreck, what we are going to see today, it is inside the Fat Margaret. It was found in 2015, and the museum was opened in 2019. So that's maybe the world record of getting a shipwreck into the museum, fully conserved. So,
wow. And what period is the shipwreck from?
It's from 14th century.
Wow.
And it's the Hansa League trade ship. It's the type of the ship is cog.
Okay.
So because Tallinn was part of the Hansa League cities, so there was a lot of traffic, and. And now this spring they found another one, and now a bigger one. Actually, it's like 25 meters by 9 meters, which is a very large cargo ship, a cog as well. And when we arrive to Tallinn in 45 minutes, we will walk directly to this new found, so what they are digging up at the moment. This is a very unique opportunity for you and
exactly.
For us all to have a look.
That's really exciting. And they found it because they're expanding the ferry terminal, is that right?
They are building something. It's not a ferry terminal, but it's close to the ferry terminal. But they are building new housing there, and it's an old harbour area. So wherever they start to dig, they will find something.
After the ferry, we walked just a short distance to a building site where we were taken down to the excavation of the ship. So, formerly this area was the mouth of a river, but it's now dry land mostly due to sediments moving. And we heard from archaeologist Mikael Tammet, who showed us the ship and he explained a bit more about it. Now, this was very much an ongoing excavation, and despite our visit, works carried on around us, as you will probably hear.
So, part of the ship probably from here, from the keel, up to 4 meters almost, was beyond the water. You can see where the water line used to be, somewhere here. So up from here, everything was probably destroyed by the ice. Because ice took big chunks during the winter time and froze part of the ship. And then during the spring, when ice started to melt and there were first spring storms, the ice actually took up from the bottom of the sea, was taken away by the ice. We have found quite interesting artifacts from that vessel, as you have already heard. We have found probably one of the oldest compasses.
Oh, wow.
Which is a marine compass with a brass ring. And it has a compass rose made of tin. And compass rose is beneath the compass needle and compass post. So probably Britt will show you some photos also.
After visiting the site and away from the noise of the construction work, I spoke to Priit Lati from the Estonian Maritime Museum. So he explained a bit more to me about this extraordinary find and what they were planning to do next.
The ship was found during construction works, and it is, at least in Tallinn, it's a very common occurrence because the real estate development has, in the recent years, shifted from other side of the town to the coastal areas, which means that such finds are relatively common. Or actually, I must say that finding of ship details and smaller details or smaller parts of wrecks is common, but very well preserved and old wrecks are, of course, extremely rare. When the development works began here, we are actually quite near to the present-day harbour, and in medieval period it was a shallow water near the coastline, and we know that it was very dangerous for the ships. So when the real estate development began, it was a surprise for the developer that the ship emerged,
yeah.
But it wasn't a huge surprise for us. When you start digging somewhere here, you will find something.
Yeah.
What was a surprise for us is the date of the ship, because according to the first dendro analysis, it seems that it dates back to the beginning of 14th century. Usually the finds are from 17th to 19th century, which much newer.
And the ship itself is a cog ship, which is also quite unusual.
Yes, it is a cog-like ship, mm-hmm. which practically every characteristic details are there. The ship is extremely well preserved. We have all the deck knees and beams protruding from the sides. We are everything still there and intact and preserved. The ship was relatively empty. We have only a couple of finds of bricks, roof tiles, and also some timber, which at least in my opinion doesn't belong to the ship, but most likely was part of cargo.
And we were just hearing, we've been down to have a look at the ship, that there was a compass that was found on the site as well, is that right?
Yeah, indeed, there is an artifact. We think it is a compass. It consists of two pieces. There is this, as you imagine, a dry compass. It basically has this a pot-like vessel. I can't describe it any better. And then there is this plate with general directions, north, south, east, west, and that was also found, and they obviously belong together, so I would say that yes, we found a compass.
Mm.
And this is huge surprise.
So at the moment, it's a rush really to get the vessel removed carefully, and then conservation can begin on the timbers, I suppose.
Yes. That the ship will come to Maritime Museum.
Yeah.
And at the moment, yes, the archaeologists currently in charge are still excavating the ship. The museum prepares for a special building for it. It's a huge task to accomplish in such a short time period. then the real fun begins, because then we have to lift it somehow out from the excavation site and transport it. And there are problems because the street network is not wide enough to let the ship pass or through. So currently the engineers are devising evil plans how to transport it and lift it.
Yeah. Wow. That is. I mean, would you have to split it into sections?
I'm afraid yes. Yeah. We have to split it in sections.
Mm. Yeah.
So the general consensus is that we do as little cutting as possible, mm-hmm. but of course as much as necessary.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there are no perfect solutions, and we have to choose the best solution from a variety of bad ones.
Yeah.
And of course then let's see what happens with conservation, because I think the first steps, which we have already done a little bit, is the detailed recording of the wreck, laser scans and all such things. Wood samples must be taken for analysis.
And is there, if people want to find out more, is there a website at the moment for the ongoing work, or is that in?
Not at the moment. We have, I'm sorry to say, but we have been so busy.
Yeah.
There is so much work, there is so much uncertainties at the moment. We just haven't had time for publication or dissemination of such information, but it will come most definitely, because we are really sitting on a huge find here.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to the rest of our day in Tallinn as well. We've got lots to see, so
hopefully.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
After the site visit, we were taken to the Maritime Museum. As I said, it's also known as the Fat Margaret. It's a medieval tower that houses the remains of the first ship that was found in 2015. Back on the ferry, I was able to speak to lead conservator Eero Ihanti from the National Museum of Finland. He's also the co-founder of For Our Generation, who worked on the first ship now on display. Here he is to tell us a bit more.
Yeah, first of all, it's amazing, isn't it?
It's
quite something. It's hanging, kind of, or placed in a very tight spot inside the old city walls of Tallinn, the medieval city. It's a remarkable spot to have a medieval shipwreck. But it's there, and it was the vision of the director of the Estonian Maritime Museum, and the staff there, to have it there. And we were there to enable that somehow. The most important conservation decision we made was not to start any stabilizing treatment that would take decades in the worst case, and mean fortunes to be spent on some conservation treatments. So this will withstand slow air drying, and that's what we ended up doing with this wreck. It meant not only waiting, it meant a lot of cleaning, a lot of reinforcements. We installed a lot of new wooden pegs to replace the old ones that were falling off. There had to be a steel skeleton inside the shipwreck to facilitate it so that it could withstand in the museum environment.
And I think what's really interesting is that, you know, these ships are designed to be supported by water, and now it's sort of suspended with, as you say, the metal support inside it, framing it. But you can't really see that, and I think that's what's been really clever. And even the wooden pegs that you've put in, they're very subtle, so you can't see those supporting. You can just see this sort of floating wooden ship.
There's this sense of wonder when you look at it. It looks a light structure, and then when you look at it from down, you see this age-old kind of structure of a boat, of a ship that has been kind of done for ages. And there's one example from medieval times. It's amazing. And as you say, it seems like it's floating in air.
It does, yeah. And to be able to then go up, you can go up the stairs and onto the platform along the edge, so you can see inside it. You can see the mast step and the inner frames as well. And it's so well preserved. And you can also see the hole in the side that was made by the digger that was how they discovered it was because the construction site were digging and they hit this wood, didn't they? And then suddenly this huge ship was there.
He was clever enough to stop the process when he noticed that the digger was there was coming coming up something that was clearly from something important in the structure. So he.
And this is, I mean, unlikely to be the last time something like this is found. There's a lot of development happening along this area, I think. And you know, there's been two ships found in a relatively short space of time. Do you think that more ships will be found?
It seems likely because they knew about one beforehand, and now they found this new one just recently. So there must be.
And will you be involved in the conservation of the new ship? Will you have the same sort of issues with air drying that one?
Yeah, I think so, because we were successful with the first one. It's a bigger one. It's a more of a challenge.
And the other amazing achievement, really, of the first ship was that the time it took to recover that vessel, undertake the cleaning and the conservation work, and then get it on display in a museum, you know, in that particular location, has not taken you very long at all, really, in the grand scheme.
Yeah, this must be the world record, speaking of shipwrecks. This was found in 2015, and in late 2019, that was already opened as a museum exhibit. So it's a few years, really. Of course, it's many years, but usually shipwreck projects take a lot of time. So
You think of the Mary Rose and how long that was being treated for, don't you? It's a different scale, but it was an amazing museum and it was really nice to see it, and a lot of the other sites that we've seen in Tallinn today as well. So if any, I definitely recommend a visit to the museum in Tallinn to see the ship.
Well, thanks, Lauren. That was so interesting. And what an amazing museum in a building called Fat Margaret. Hey, that makes it even more exciting. But anyway, thank you so much for listening to the Dive and Dig News podcast, brought to you from the Honor Frost Foundation. And I really hope you'll tune in again next time to listen and find out more about exciting underwater discoveries.